Hi Emily, how are you? All right, I'm just inquiring as to getting my parrot microchipped. The last time I had to get a parrot microchip was 4 years ago, and the consultation was only $70, and it was only about $150 on top of that to get them sedated and microchipped, and it's apparently a lot more now. So. Yeah, so I'm a bit in shock. Yeah, I'm a bit surprised because yeah, I was expecting to ring up and people go, oh, $100 for the consult, but everywhere is saying 170. So I'm just trying to do a price comparison. So what are you guys for the microchip and the consultation? And does the microchipping cost include the anesthetic, or is that a separate charge? Yep. Yeah. Okay, so 179 for the consult, and then, and I think that is still cheaper than the Unusual Pet Vet, and I'm cheap and cheaper than the place at Greenslopes, because the place at Birds and Exotic Brisbane at Greenslopes, they're asking 179 for the consultation. 250 for microchipping, including anaesthetic. But then they're also saying that if the bird is a bigger bird, it might need more anaesthetic cost. But at the end of the day, my bird is a Myers parrot. They're not very common, MEYERS, and they're in between the size of an Indian ringneck and a conure. So they're Yeah, so they're not quite as big as a Alexandrine or an Amazon, but they're very much in between the size of an Indian ringneck and a conure. So that's a set price, it wouldn't change. Okay. No, well that's slightly better than 250 minimum that they wanted. And then what's your first available appointment that you would have? Okay, so tomorrow morning I would have to do any time from 9:30 onwards because you guys are, according to maps, how long is it saying? It's saying that you are 55-minute drive for me. You can't do 10 o'clock. No, that's all right. So I'll t 'cause, yep, that would be better if that's all right. No, I don't think so. But 10 past 10, that just means that I could drop him off to school at, 9 o'clock and guaranteed get there by 10 o'clock with 15 minutes to give or take if I want a coffee or a pee stop on the way. Sally, Sally. My surname is Torov, Torvet. Yep. Sally Lynn, 1979. LYMM, no E. Yep. At gmail.com. Correct. And yep. And how much is it for wing clipping? Because the Unusual Pet Vets also wanted to charge me $155 just for wing clipping on top of everything else. And I'm thinking, if you're already forking out several hundred dollars for, getting that done, you wouldn't think that that you'd be asking for another $55 for the wing clipping. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't really have the money to do the wing clipping as well. That's the problem. I've never heard of that. What is that? Okay. Is and how much does that cost? That would be great because I've just adopted him and I was told that he was tame. He tolerates it, but he's not tame. And he spends the first 5 minutes trying to bite me, and it takes him a good 5 to 10 minutes to stop biting me. And then after that, he just lets me hold him and pat him, but you can tell he's not 100% happy about it. So, yeah, so it's just gonna take a lot of handling and probably a month where I'm handling him for a couple of hours every day, continuously, 7 days a week for probably a month before he snaps out of it. Yeah. Well, I don't. My home address is number 8 Glendevin Street, Thornland. Thornland, yeah. I'm going to be naming him Dancer because he does love to dance, and I know that that will come out in time, his personality. It's just going to take a little bit of time because they showed me a video, the people that I got him from Gumtree, and he was dancing in it. And they said, this is how he is. He's a big clown. When his personality comes out, he's just a big clown. And I was like, okay. And then I thought, well, I've had other birds in the past and I wanted something that wasn't similar to them. And I thought Emerald would be nice, but then that's not a boy's name. If you shorten it to Emmy, it's a girl's name. So I thought, hey, why don't I just call him Dancer? Because he loves to dance and he's got a clownish personality. So that's yes, he's definitely a boy. And I have got the clutch date, which I think was the 3rd, 2023, if I'm remembering correctly. So he's approximately 2.5 years old. Yes, he's supposed to be DNA sexed. No. I think the breeder just said that he was DNA sexed. So I don't think they've actually got a certificate for him that he is a boy, but the breeder that they got him from said he was DNA sexed and he was a male. I just can't afford the extra cost of a blood test. If I could, I would, but I just can't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was funny. One of the birds I previously had, when I gave them a piece of fruit or vegetable that they really, really liked, and it was one of their favorites, they'd always reserve a little bit. And then when I'd go to handle them, they'd spew it up on my shoulder. And I'd be like, thanks for saving that for me. Not. That's their way of showing. Yeah. But dry food is fine. Pellets is fine. Do you want me to remove it? Okay. All right. Yeah, I will. All right. Thank you so much for that. All right. Thank you. Bye.